Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. Diamonds, as we know, are produced through time, heat, and pressure. What we use of those pressured moments in life transform into the diamonds of our lives. When we take the combined knowledge of these precious moments, many that we don't even want to think about anymore, but when we utilize them, we come up with the strength that we need, with the resilience that we need to overcome any and every aspect of our lives. In the past weeks, we've been looking at some tough questions. We've been asking ourselves and challenging our limiting beliefs so that we can extract from these experiences that which is so greatly needed. We've asked, are you finished learning? Do you feel as though you've learned everything that life has allotted you to learn? Whether that be from experiences or even from your learning experiences in education. What have you learned? What have you learned about cultural differences in people? What have you learned about diversity? What has your silence or your complacency done, and how has it affected the life around you? As we're looking at the suffering and what suffering means to you, or you're punishing yourself for mistakes that you've made, and what have you learned as you walk along the way? When we're looking at and asking ourselves these type of tough questions, we also have to look at how our character is forming. What do your decisions say about your character? Because remember that no matter where you go, there you are. And so it's very, very important that we get a better understanding on who we are as people. Who we are as people. We talked about who's around you, that water seeks its own level. And we asked the question, are you bringing others up or are they bringing you down? Those type questions are really important, especially, again, as we're looking at asking ourselves tough questions. And now I want to ask you this. Are you stopping the good things from happening in your life by the way that you treat other people? We're at an unusual place in the history of the country, of our country in the United States. And you see so frequently that the way people are treated has become a thing of remorse for many. A thing of embarrassment for many. We've heard cases and seen cases of online bullying, of what the mean things that people say about our youth, our children, and how it affects us. We've seen how, for whatever reason, people feel that they have the right to be cruel to others, to say whatever you think, not being mindful that your words carry consequences. There's a school of thought related to karma. Karma being receiving back the actions that you have put out against someone else, that it would come back to you. Scripture says it this way, do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. When you treat people in the way that you would like to be treated, you can circumvent actions that may be difficult for you to bear. Many times we live our lives without thinking about our interactions with others. In instances of karma, as they say, or in instances where you're doing unto others as you would have them do unto you, I want to ask you, how often do you smile? How often do you greet people that you don't know? I know that there are some urban environments in which smiling can be viewed as a weakness, or making eye contact sometimes with people can be viewed as a weakness. But how do you treat people around you that you don't know? How do you treat the person who's bagging your groceries? How do you treat people that you feel are or hold a lesser position in life than you do? How do you treat the waiter or waitress at the restaurants that you patronize? How do you treat people who can't give you anything? How do you treat people? How do you feel when other people speak to you or smile at you or just maybe even nod their head in recognition at you? Does that cause you to become fearful? Are you suspicious or defensive? Or do you just ignore them? Have you ever reciprocated a smile for a smile? Are you the kind of person who carries gossip? Are you the kind of person who brings heartache into the lives of others? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you carries responsibility. It carries, number one, realizing that your actions have consequences, that to smile at someone else will get you a smile back in return, to ask someone how their day is going will get you a benefit in return. Sometimes as we look around ourselves, we are quick to blame other people for the way that our society is going. But what role do we play in the ills of the society that we live in? Are we that person who trolls? And I've asked this before. Are we the person who's had to post the negative post and had to make ourselves heard? Is that who we are, and is that who we want to be? Are we the person that allows the negative post and never, as they say, claps back against it? Are we the person that is quick to voice our opinion against someone and are slow to voice our opinion in defense of that same person? As we look around and see what we can do to make things better in our society, in our lives, in our communities, even within our families, are we asking ourselves the tough questions? Are we stopping good things from happening by the way that we treat people? Are we stopping the good things from coming back into our lives because we didn't want to be involved? Are we stopping the good things from coming back to us because we were minding our own business? Are we allowing others around us to be mistreated, knowing that that mistreatment is something that we may be able to address? What do we do with our lives that's beneficial to people other than ourselves? What do we do in our lives that causes life to be better? These are some of the things that we need to ask ourselves in order to be able to take and extract the diamond moments in our lives. The things that we can look back on and be proud of, that we did not remain silent, that we did speak up in situations where that needed to be done, where we did not allow the bully to remain a bully, where we did not allow someone to walk over the person beside us, and how did we feel about ourselves as we did unto others as we would have them do unto us. Looking at the role that our own behavior plays in our society, it's important to remember that everything counts. It's not just the small things. It's not just the large things, but it is the small things when they're combined together that create the large things. When we reach the latter days of our lives, when we look back and wish that we had spoken up, will we look back and wish that we had been more active in the lives of those around us? Or will we look back and be satisfied with the amount of input that we put into the world as it related to the way that we think and the way that we choose to live our lives? Don't forget that when we are investing in the life of others by our opinions, maybe unsolicited, that we're also investing back in our own lives. When we open the door for ridicule of other people, we also open the door for ridicule in our own lives. When we do our best to be kind to others, we're also bringing kindness back into our own lives. They call it the golden rule because it does bring gold into your diamonds, doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. As we've said so many times, becoming is a process, and that process has stages. Many times we're unaware that the situations that we are living in real time are a part of that process of becoming. And as we add these stages and these places together, we're able to see who we have become, and we're able to correct where we want to go in life. Becoming is a process, and a process has stages. I hope that this has been a benefit to you. I hope that you will join me on Wisdom. You're able to ask real-time questions. I will answer them for you personally. I hope that you will join me on Fanbase, where you'll be able to, again, keep up with what I'm doing. And I hope that you'll continue to listen. Please let everyone know that we're here. Please visit my website at www.DrAnitaMC.com. That's DrAnitaMC.com. for more information and to find out everything that's going on. Thank you again for listening. This has been Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment.